Our very own Erin Molan, who has been absent this morning because she had an engagement in Canberra and it's taken her out of action, but it hasn't taken her from the headlines. I love page three of the Daily Telegraph. This is the big headline. Molan launches her new beau. And there they are, the two of them. What a glamorous couple. Erin, you join us from hiding. You're in hiding, is that right, Erin?
Yes. Yep, I reckon I'm out for about 2 to 3 months and then I might resurface. I die. It's so cringe. I didn't launch anything except Dad's book.
Well, yeah, your father has written a book, The Danger on Our Doorstep, and that's why you were in Canberra to host the function where that book was presented to everyone. But the headline, and I'm sure that is a great book, Danger on Our Doorstep, Jim Molan, but the big photo is you and a very handsome man.
Did they use his name?
Yes, they did. And we can say it now, can't we? Can we
I know. Say it? Why do you want me to say it? Or you say,
say
it.
No, you say it. Well, I've said his first name. You say his whole name.
So you say, I'll say his first name, you say his last name.
All right, you say his first name.
Todd?
Selby. So he's tall, he's dark, he's got a big smile, he obviously looks strong. Is he happy with the photo? Has he seen the photo of you two?
Yeah, he has. We saw it as we were driving out of Parliament House yesterday. Because my sister, who was in the car adjacent, they were both driving out with her husband and two kids. She'd called to say that they'd seen the story. And then she said, oh, we've got to make a confession. Because Todd and I were wondering how they knew his name because, you know, we haven't spoken about it. And Todd was there, obviously, and we were photographed. But we hadn't given anyone his name.
And other publications went with Mystery Man. So not everyone had the name.
Well, I'll tell you why, because they didn't have access to my brother-in-law.
What did he do?
He was in the military for like 25 years, so it has a good head on his shoulders. But he said that a photographer came up and was just making conversation with him and then, oh, who's that guy? And what's his last name? And Dale, my sister's husband, said, oh, let me just go find out because I think he knew, I'm not sure, but he had to go find out. Clearly he didn't. And then went back and gave him the full name. So they rang and said, oh, we're so sorry, we didn't know it was for the paper. So I'm not sure what else he thought it was for, the photographer's personal collection. But, yes, he is the culprit.
I'm happy that you're official and you're out in the open. And do you think this will make life easier for you from now on, Erin?
Oh, look, it probably will, I guess, because I've been quite, we've been quite private with it so far, and we still will be. It's not like we're going to go to the opening of every envelope now for the next few weeks. But, yeah, I guess you feel, yeah, like it's, I don't know, I just get a bit embarrassed by it, which I know you probably think is a lie, but I do. And the thing I'm most annoyed about, you've probably picked it. Have you read the article?
Yep.
Yeah.
Straight away.
Yep.
Ed, what was it? The thing I'm most annoyed about?
39.
Oh, my God. I work for them.
I know.
I'm 38.
They keep doing it, don't they?
Why do they do it?
Just like the Daily Mail does it, and I know why they do it.
Yeah, yeah.
But why does the Daily Mail?
Well, the Daily Mail says you're 59 in the article I'm looking at.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. But I turned 39 this month, so people are going to think I'm lying.
Well, they already do, obviously. So.
But did I look, you know, how did I look?
Classy.
No, you look like you're the cat that had just got the cream, to be honest. So, and Todd looks like the
photo originally, and I had to be that really reassuring kind of reaffirming voice. No, babe, you look amazing. You're really hot.
Todd looks like he's just won the gold medal.
He looks like
he's on top of the dais. It's an action shot. It's like he's like, you know, Captain America or something.
He does have good teeth, doesn't he?
He has great teeth. Oh, so now everyone's seen you two together in public. So, you know, I mean, the countdown is on, Erin, till
what?
You, till they break up.
So oh, yeah. How long's it gonna break? Start the clock. Start the clock.
I thought you were going to say till we got engaged, but the first option is far more likely with my track record. Because what this does now is it creates pressure. So watch him buckle.
Yeah, but it's also he's now a public figure. So
what,
I mean,
you know, annoys me most, and I'm going to be really honest here, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but now, like, you know, he'll have a bit of swagger in his step because he thinks he's a bit of something something, and then that will make him more confident. And make him think he can attract even special women. Oh, and what if he now decides that, like, he's a bit of something?
Feels like a married at first sight situation, to be honest. So you have to start checking. Is he just open an Instagram account or not?
Yeah, wait. He will. I bet you his LinkedIn is just flowing right now.